One, I'm not going to rap. But I help me honor the best pastors on the planet, Pastor Russell and Sam. How many were blessed during conference? How many still have, how many are certain every day gone collapse forevermore in their lives? Listen, again, I'm honored to be with you. We're not living in any sort of, how can I put this? We're about to get louder, and I don't mean just loud. We are, there have been, and then silence and mute and no, uh-uh. So the title of the message today, I'm going to give it to you, is called Raise the Volume. I need you to touch the person you like, the person you like the most around you, and tell them, if my volume is going to bother you, I'm going to give you about 35 seconds to find somewhere else to sit. Tell them, I'm about to raise my volume like I've never raised my volume before. My life is about to get louder. My praise is about to go unhinged. My worship is about to become unbrought. Somebody shout like you know that God's about to show up like he... Mark chapter 10, real quick. Mark chapter 10. There's a story here so powerful, so many elements embedded. I'm going to shout out to all my homies from Cali, Pastor Sergio and Pastor Jason Lozano, and to all the other pastors from the States. Amazing. And to all the pastors that are here. And just, here's the word of the Lord. Mark chapter 10. Verse 46. Now watch this. They reached Jericho. Somebody say Jericho. You got to underline Jericho because this can't be a coincidence. As Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He shouted. Verse 48, by the way, encapsulates the notion of the cancel culture. Be quiet. This is a screenshot of our current reality. Many of the people yelled at him and said, "Be quiet." But I love what he did. The Bible says verbatim, but he only shouted louder. Every time the devil, hell, sin, your past, your thoughts, your haters, depression, anxiety, fear, confusion, the critics tell you to shut up, tell you you need to get louder than ever before in your life. He only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he heard him. He heard his shout. He stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." They called the blind man, "Cheer up. He's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat. He jumped up and came to Jesus. He threw aside his coat. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked, asking the obvious. The blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "Go. Your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Here's the title of the sermon: Open Your Mouth to What You Want Your Eyes to See. I will repeat that. Open your mouth to what you want your eyes to see. Raise the volume. The subtext would be Jericho and the Shout 2.0. And silence is not an option. One more time before you get seated. I just need you, please. Anyone here in the past 3 years, if the enemy showed up to put you on mute, if hell showed up circumstances to silence you, and yet here you are standing, I need you, from a liability disclaimer component, warn your neighbor. I am warning you. Tell your neighbor, "I'm warning you." After this conference, after this service, my life is about to get louder. Open your eyes by opening up your mouth. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout. He did what? Did he whisper? No. He nodded. No. He engaged in a golf clap. He did what? He shouted. He shouted. He shouted. Your eyes will never open until your mouth opens up first. Vision is connected to praise. Now, this man was blind. He could not see, but he worked with what he had. He could not see, but he could praise. He could not see, but he could shout. His optics were weak, but his vocal cords were strong. You need to stop focusing on what's weak in your life. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, be thankful in all circumstances. So what do you have? I'm here to tell you, you already have what you need. Stop, God, I'm not going anywhere until I get. No, you already have what you need. What do you have? But I have issues. But I have this thing going on. But no, don't focus on the blindness, Bartimaeus. Elevate your shout. You already have what you need to attract God to show up in your circumstance and shift your destiny forevermore. Oh, what do you have? You have a faith that moves mountains. In this new life, Colossians 3:11, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric or uncivilized, slave or free, Christ is all that matters. And he lives in all of us. The Bible never states, do your biblical due diligence, please, that Jesus was attracted to the man's blindness. This will mess up the way you read this passage. Jesus, exegetical extrapolation, the Greek narrative, he was attracted to the man's shout. Watch this. He wasn't attracted to Bartimaeus, the blind beggar. He was attracted to Bartimaeus, the worshiper. He was literally saying, you're the Messiah. Son of David was the Aramaic context declaration of, I know you, the man. The blind man couldn't see, but he knew he was the man. Because what you see in the spirit will always be greater than what you see in the flesh. I'm preaching to someone right about now. Right now in the flesh, you may see your family broken, but in the spirit, you see your entire family saved. Hey! Right now in the flesh, you may see something lacking in your finances, but in the spirit, you know that God will provide all of your needs according to his riches, which are in glory. In the flesh, you say it's not enough, but in the spirit, you say God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all anything I could ever imagine or ask for.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Raise your volume. Psalm 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication. The Lord be magnified. All right, lift up both hands. We're done. Are there any questions? More people are about to come to Jesus as Lord and Savior through your life. All my cultural reformers, societal architects, your life is about to get louder. And again, if you think I'm speaking exclusively about a vociferous articulation that emerges via the conduit of vibrating vocal cords and sound molecules exiting from your mouth, if you think I'm limiting it to that, you're completely off. Your testimony is about to get louder. The righteousness of God in you, with you, for you, and through you is about, here it is, lift up your hands. God is about to exponentially multiply your influence. As we referenced yesterday, because when your integrity is greater than your influence, nothing can stop you. There are voices in the world today that would love us to stop shouting, Son of David. There are voices that would be satisfied if we become an echo chamber of mutual affirmation. Which means what? They would be satisfied if all we do is gather on Sundays and shout here, as long as we don't shout out there. There is an attempt by voices, by the critics, by detractors and disruptors, to attempt us to be muted in the public sphere. There are certain voices that would like us to go away. There are certain ideologies and proponents and advocates of agendas that advance, accelerate, and exacerbate hedonism and perversion, bigotry, perpetual discord. Some people would love us to stop saying that Jesus is the only way. Some forces would love us to stop saying that every life is sacred from the womb to the tomb. Some forces would like us to stop saying that God made men and women different for a purpose. Well, to all those forces out there, and I'm not talking about men and women, I'm talking about principalities, powers of darkness, demons, ideologies, with great due deference, with love and grace, I want to warn you of what's about to happen next. Instead of the church lowering our volume, the church of Jesus Christ is about to get louder than ever before. It's not about us getting louder for us to be provocative, never in hatred, never to prompt confrontation. We raise the volume of love because love can never be silent. We raise the volume of truth because the truth sets you free. We raise the volume of compassion and mercy because mercy triumphs over judgments. Bartimaeus threw his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. He put aside his coat. To you, that may be a random act. To a poor blind man who is a beggar, that coat is one of his few possessions. He threw away, he put aside one of the last things he owned, just to declare, the moment I heard your voice, I don't live here anymore. I don't need this. I'm not who I used to be. No. On multiple occasions, I was told explicitly, no joke, in Hollywood and in government primarily, Sam, lower your volume. And I don't mean about vociferous expression. I got people that really got irritated with me because every single time, wherever I went on whatever platform, I could be advising presidents in Congress, on television, and for whatever reason, I don't know why, I always bring up the name of Jesus. You could do your due diligence and YouTube it, be it from Trump's inauguration to Obama's inauguration in 2008 at St. John's Episcopal Church, to interviews on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC. The interview was totally irrelevant. It had nothing to do with faith. The interviews would be on geopolitical instability. Samuel Rodriguez, Reverend Rodriguez, about the Jerusalem embassy, the embassy being transferred from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You know, what say ye? What are the geopolitical ramifications as it pertains to stability in the region? Wouldn't this prompt Iran? Well, these are the questions I'm asked. So I'm answering and I'm giving, well, there are some geopolitical ramifications indeed. And I give them all. And then at the end, I go this, but by the way, at the end of the day, let's not all forget, there's still power in the name of Jesus. You're ready for God to shine in you, with you, for you, and through you. If you're ready, if you're ready, if you're saying, God, let's do it. I'm never again going to be on mute. My life will never be silenced. My circumstances, what I go through, will never again silence me from now on. I will raise my volume through my testimony, through my acts of compassion, through forgiving those that offended me, through moving forward, through not focusing on the past. I will raise my volume in action, word, deed, and thought, relationship, in all that I am and all that I do. Actions, interactions, and reactions. I will raise my volume. Silence is not an option. If that's you, if you're ready to raise your volume in your school, in your job, in your relationship, in your city, in your calling, in your purpose, in your mind, if you're ready to raise the volume where you never again will permit anyone or anything to put you on mute, especially yourself, jump out of your seat and join me somewhere up here now. Go. If you have to think about it, it's not you. But go, go. If you're willing to leave your coat behind, leave your past behind. Woo-hoo. What God places upon you is directly proportional to what you are willing to put aside for Him. Leave your coat behind as you come up here. When you let go of the things that define you as a beggar, He will place upon you the anointing that will define you as a believer. Leave your coat behind. Leave your coat behind. Open your eyes to the following. To following Christ down the road. Follow God. He followed Jesus. God conquers. We possess. Our children inherit. I'll repeat that for the hearing impaired. From Genesis to Revelation, God conquers. Hence, we are more than conquerors. He conquered. We are possessing what He conquered. We are occupying what He paid for. He conquers. We possess. Our children inherit. Leave that coat behind. Never permit anything or anyone, especially, to place you on mute. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. Now I'm going to warn you. No joke, no hype. These prayers are dangerous. I made prayers like this because I did not lower my volume. Doors opened up that no man can close. Every time I lifted up Jesus, God opened up tons of doors. Every time I raised my volume, opened up tons of doors. Regardless of where I'm at, opened up tons. And He continues to, because He is faithful. Raise your volume. This is dangerous. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, today, I stand fully committed to raising my volume. I will never permit anything or anyone to place me on mute. Your glory, Your power, Your spirit, Your purpose in my life will never be muted. From this moment on, I will give You my highest praise, not just with my lips, but with my testimony, with my actions, my interactions, my reactions, my thoughts, my posts, my relationships, my life. Today, in Jesus' name, I will raise my volume. At the count of three, I don't want you just to praise. I want you to give God the loudest praise you've given Him in the past 3 years. Are you ready? Here we go. Open your eyes to what you've never seen before. You're about to see God shine. Ready? 1, 2, 3. believe this, raise your hands. Raise your volume. Do not permit anything or anyone to ever put you on mute ever again. You're about to get louder. Sharper, there will be clarity, coherent, articulate, persuasive presentation of the fullness of Christ, the gospel, the good news of Jesus. That's what he does. If he can shout because he's coming for us, we can shout because we are living for him. I'm going to give this to Pastor Russell. I just sense just an anointing right now. Can you just lift up your hands right there where you're at? Just what I love about the Holy Spirit, that even when we're silent like this, we're still loud. We have the maturity and the bandwidth to understand what this really means. Isaiah 14:27 is for someone here. It says the following: what I have planned cannot be stopped. I, the Lord of hosts, have planned it, and nothing can stop me now. Isaiah 58 verse 8 is for somebody, someone here. Salvation will come like the dawn. I need you to get ready. You're about to see everyone around you get radically saved. Your wounds will quickly heal. I said your wounds will quickly heal. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Even as I released that word, your wounds just healed. Your wounds will quickly heal. Godliness will lead you forward, as the glory of God will protect you from behind. Isaiah 58 verse 8. We love you. We bless you. May the strength of the Father, the grace of the Son, the anointing of the Holy Spirit make this year the most productive, fruitful Galatians 6, 9 year of your life thus far. Hey, Planet Shakers, let's do one thing for the glory of Jesus. Are you ready? Raise your volume. Let's go change the world. Somebody do it one more time and give God that shout. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Let me repeat that. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? God gave me a word. I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed. It's so filled with God's power and spirit. It will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle.
So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving two copies, one copy, three copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.